Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 upfront payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes. See details.
The Out of the Box Podcast. Welcome back. If you have decided to come for number four, thank you. Gray Robertson, Tom Canterbury. Padna, we teed it up. There was a game where it all came together. Tom, that game is number four on our rankings.
It was an inning where it all came together.
Yeah, it truly did. And going back, let me tell you, folks, once the results came in, I started editing the audio. And this one, it was frankly hurtful to my computer. Because the first inning was basically an hour.
Oh.
And this is actually, surprisingly, some of the longest audio I've ever compiled.
Wow.
Because of how this game went. It's the first, third, and fifth innings against Southeastern Louisiana in the regional final in Tuscaloosa. It was on 9 of 15 ballots. Did not get a first place vote. But everybody kind of put it in there. Except for me. This is number two for you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Loved it. It was just... coming off of the season that Alabama had had and just the angst around everything and to just see everything come together and have that proof of concept that you referenced several times during the season. It was so great. It was cathartic to see Alabama have that happen. And I was just so genuinely happy for the players, for everybody that got an at bat.
Everyone that was there, honestly.
Yeah. Just players, coaches, fans, everybody. I was just like, yes, this is how it's supposed to go.
Yeah. One of my favorite parts, and you'll hear it, but the Bailey Dowling moment with the bases loaded. And we kind of spin that at bat talking about like, this feels like something. Like if they come through here, mm-hmm. It feels like something.
This was like the 15th time that season we teed it up for something big to happen.
We had thrown the fatty down the middle. And Bailey came through, and obviously you don't see our faces, mm-hmm. and you're listening to audio. This is a podcast.
Sure.
But I remember that we looked at each other and I said to you, I think something just got unlocked. And we were both like, this is it. Mm-hmm. Like, this is what we've been waiting for. And to your point, it was just so nice to see that happen in the final home game of the year, in the game where it had to. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why it's number four.
We would talk about it throughout the year because as we mentioned in the last podcast, we saw it in that fourth inning against Georgia. It was there.
Yeah.
But we would make, I was very fond of saying it's there, but there's not an unlimited amount of time for it to show itself. The season can end literally today.
It's true.
Unless good things happen. It was great to see it happen, when it happened, how it happened. It was so fun. And like, it was one of those situations where toward the end of that first inning, I think you'll probably hear it here in the audio a little bit, we're almost like giggling and laughing. Just,
well, I mean, the best,
more so than usual.
The best joke is how I think we referenced it multiple times. That first inning was a response because Southeastern scored in the top of the first inning.
That is correct. Yes.
So
quite the response.
We had multiple jabs about it. It's like, well, the response stat has never looked better. Let's play it.
All right.
This is the first, third, and fifth innings, the regional final against Southeastern.
Somehow longer than the first segment of the last podcast we did.
Who's to say? But we'll it see. Is. It starts now.
back to a fired up Rhodes Stadium. Championship Sunday here in the Tuscaloosa Regional. Alabama set to take on Southeastern Louisiana, the SLU Lady Lions. Alabama in the driver's seat. The Tide just needs to win one game today. Southeastern would need to beat Alabama twice to advance to Super Regional play. The starters have been introduced to the crowd here at the Rhodes House. Before we give them to you, let's pause 10 seconds for the station identification here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network. The starters are presented by DCH Health System. DCH Health System has been providing quality and compassionate health care in West Alabama for nearly 100 years. DCH is a champion for your health and proud supporters of the Crimson Tide. Southeastern is the designated visiting team for today's ball game. The Lady Lions enter today's game at 47-14 overall. They're 2-1 here in the Tuscaloosa Regional, having knocked off Clemson twice here in Tuscaloosa, and they lost to Alabama yesterday to be knocked into the loser's bracket. The starting lineup for their head coach, Rick Freeman, looks like this. Glenn Watson, the left fielder, will lead things off. Chloe McGee, the shortstop, bat second. Maria Detillier, third base, batting third. Bailey Krolchek, catcher, batting fourth. Batting fifth is Lexi Johnson, the first baseman. Maddie Watson, second base, batting sixth. Batting seventh is Audrey Greeley, the designated player. Batting eighth, Colleen Cullivan, the right fielder. And batting ninth is Cam Goodman, the center fielder. They'll face in the circle for the Crimson Tide, the right-handed freshman from Phoenix, Arizona, Jocelyn Briskey. Briskey on the year with a 2.16 ERA and an 8-5 record, 20th appearance and 12th star of the year. She has four complete games. She's pitched 84 and a third innings, 75 hits, 32 runs, 26 earned, 24 walks, and 67 strikeouts. Opponents batting .231 against Briskey on the year. As I bring in my broadcast partner, Gray Robertson. Briskey, a different look for the Lady Lions than what they saw from Beaver yesterday.
Yeah, and it's going to be really important for the Alabama defense to play well behind Briskey because she just gives up more base runners and gives up more balls in play. She's a ground ball pitcher. She got a lot of ground ball outs in the game against USC Upstate. She only had 3 Ks in that game. And Tom, today is so important for Alabama because it's all about punctuation. We were talking pregame about how this situation felt similar to the one we saw in Arkansas. You know, Alabama had that big fifth inning. It felt like a breakthrough. And we talked pregame before Arkansas game three and said, what's the punctuation of that breakthrough going to be? Is it an exclamation point? Is it an ellipsis? Or is it a question mark? That day it was a question mark. Arkansas run ruled Alabama. Today, those three options remain, but the result is very different across the board. If it's an exclamation point, hey, we get to go watch softball the rest of the day. If it's an ellipsis, then we're going to have another game probably later today. If it's a question mark, the season can end. And I think that's the thing that Alabama has to keep in the back of their mind a little bit today. You got to come out with a ferocity from the jump, because if you don't, against a team like Southeastern who plays with so much swag, your season could be over today.
Defensively for the Crimson Tide, Johnson in left, White in center, Pruitt in right, Dowling at third, Cahalen at short, Heblin at second, Broadfoot at first, Giles behind the plate, catching Briskey with Riley Valentine, the designated player. Umpires for today's ball game: Aaron Peterson is behind home plate, Jason Smith at first, Sean Schumacher at second, and Ronald White, the third base umpire. Glenn Watson steps in, and here comes the first pitch. It's low for ball one, and we are underway. Watson batting .398, 74 of 186, 54 runs scored with 8 doubles, 5 triples, 6 homers, and 39 runs driven in.
Yeah, Kalen Watson, the Southland Conference hitter of the year, having a pretty good regional.
The 1-0. Low again, 2-0.
4 for 12 with a couple RBIs. Those came on a home run that she just straight up pimped, Tom. I mean, that thing was smashed against Clemson last night. Against Alabama was 1 for 4 with a couple strikeouts on Saturday.
2-0. And that's line foul down the right field line, out of play. 2 balls and 1 strike. And Watson had the bat kind of fly out of her hands as well. Has to go retrieve that.
It's a slippery day, Tom.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of humidity, a lot of
sweat.
Sweat. I was finding a better way. I couldn't do it. The 2-1. Inside. 3 balls and 1 strike. The first inning is presented by Barclay GMC of Tuscaloosa. For over 42 years, Barclay makes it easy online at BarclayGMC.com.
Important pitch here. You cannot give up an early free pass if you're Briskey.
The 3-1 is too low for ball four, and she does give up that leadoff walk.
So Patrick Murphy said no free passes for Brisky. Well, there's one, and now this is where Southeastern can execute a lot of their game plan. Kalen Watson, an excellent base stealer, 31 of 35 on the year, coaxed the chaos on Saturday on the base paths, and Alabama's just got to be sharp defensively. If she goes and you don't get her, it's fine, but don't make a bad situation worse if there's a mistake.
Chloe McGee steps in, and here comes the first pitch from Brisky to McGee. It's high for ball one. McGee batting 341, 60 of 176, 46 runs scored, three doubles, a triple, and 14 RBIs.
Two for nine with a strikeout and two runs scored in this regional. 0 for 4 with a run against Bama.
Sprouse around a bunt, and the ball bounces away from Giles, and taking second on the wild pitch is Watson.
So this is the first time this weekend I think we're kind of seeing postseason pressure get to the freshman, Jocelyn Brisky. She's struggling with her command a little bit, maybe trying to overpitch just a hair. Got to trust your stuff. It's good enough, I promise.
Oh, 2-0 to McGee. Puts the bunt down and is fouled down the third baseline. 2-1.
And this is the obvious move for McGee as well. Now with Watson on second without having to lay down a sacrifice until there are two strikes, and maybe even with two strikes, honestly, that's the way the Lady Lions play. This is going to be all bunt, all about execution, all about trying to move Watson over to third base.
The 2-1. That bunt is down and it's fair. Dowling double clutched, but got the throw off just in time to get McGee for the out. Watson moves to third on the sacrifice.
Well played by Alabama. I thought Dowling was actually a little bit late getting there, but it turns out she was just really early. And Hevlin had to kind of get down in a crouch and scoop that up, caught it in the air. But this is where, again, the little tiny mistakes are so critical. Why is Watson at third? A leadoff walk and a wild pitch, and then a sack bunt.
So runner on third with one out for Maria Dettillier. Dettillier batting 354, 63 of 178, 42 runs scored, 11 doubles, 3 triples, 4 homers, and 48 runs driven in.
The cool cousin, 3 for 9 with 3 RBIs, a walk, and 2 runs here in the regional.
First pitch. Ground ball, and that's going to get through for a base hit. And that's an RBI single for Dettillier, and the Lions have a 1-0 lead.
That pitch looked just a little bit too meaty. I got to see the replay, but it just felt like it wasn't moving. Brisky. Curveball that, yeah, just leaks back over the white. A little bit too high, elevated. Dettillier just goes with it. And now the most important thing here, Tom, it can only be one run because we've seen when crooked numbers have been put up in the first inning, that's where games have gotten squirrely for Alabama.
Bailey Krolchek steps in. The first pitch to her is high for ball one. Krolchek batting 391. 68 of 174, 41 runs scored with 19 doubles, 6 triples, 4 homers, and 43 runs driven in.
Topsy-turvy regional for her.
The 1-0. Ground ball to second. And runner was going, so Hevlin will have no play at second. We'll go to first to get the out. Two away now with a runner on second for the Lady Lions.
And those are the kinds of outs that Brisky's going to be looking for today. It was a good hit-and-run call by Southeastern to send Dettillier, so no chance for two, like you said, but that a much easier play for Callie Hevlin on that drop that was low and away.
So now two outs, runner on second for Lexi Johnson. First pitch to Johnson is a called strike. Johnson batting 9 of 180, 26 runs scored with 10 doubles, 3 triples, 7 homers, and 42 runs driven in. 0-1 is high. One ball, one strike.
4 for 11 is Johnson with a couple RBIs, a double, 4 Ks, and a run scored here in this regional.
Bama leads the all-time series 4-0 over Southeastern Louisiana after yesterday's 6-3 nine-inning victory. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. Bama 19-1 all-time against the current makeup of the Southland Conference. The 1-2. Is fouled off at the plate that hit her while she was still in the batter's box. We'll do it again, one ball, two strikes.
I have to ask, what was the loss?
McNeese.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay.
Yes, I believe in 2012, the national championship.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. The 1-2, fouled off again. This is the 25th straight NCAA tournament berth for the Crimson Tide, 19th straight regional hosting berth. In regional play, Alabama is 70-12, but 19 regional titles. All time in the NCAA tournament, the Tide is 118-53 with that 2012 national championship. 1-2, swing and a miss. Strike three. Got her with Rise, and that'll do it for Southeastern here in the first, but they do take the 1-0 lead.
But very, very important that it was only one run allowed, because Tom, let me take you back to, as we continue to reference history, game two against Arkansas. That is, I believe, the only time an opponent has put up a single run when they've scored in the first inning, and that was a game where Alabama came back and won and showed us a lot. Great job by Brisky settling down, because she looked, frankly, quite nervous to start this game. Good job holding the Lady Lions to just a single run.
For Southeastern in the first, one run on one hit. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We played a half inning. SLU 1, Alabama coming to bat here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield. We head to the home half of the first inning. Southeastern with a 1-0 lead over Alabama. Here is the DCH starting lineup for the 14th national seed, Alabama Crimson Tide. The starters are presented by DCH Health System. DCH Health System has been providing quality and compassionate health care in West Alabama for nearly 100 years. DCH is a champion for your health and proud supporters of the Crimson Tide. Alabama 35-17 overall, 2-0 here in the Tuscaloosa Regional, having beats USC Upstate 1-0 and Southeastern Louisiana 6-3 in 9 innings yesterday. The starting lineup for Patrick Murphy looks like this. Kristen White, the center fielder, leading things off. Larissa Pruitt, the right fielder, bats second. Kinley Cahalan, the shortstop, batting third. Jenna Johnson, left field, batting fourth. Batting fifth and catching, Marley Giles. Bailey Dowling, the third baseman, batting sixth. Callie Hevlin, second base, batting seventh. Riley Valentine, the designated player, bats eighth. And Emma Broadfoot, the first baseman, will bat ninth. They'll face in the circle for Southeastern, the right-handed senior from Shreveport, Louisiana, Ellie Dubois. Dubois on the year with a 1.49 ERA and a 16-5 record. 35th appearance, 24 starts. She has two complete games. She's pitched 113 innings on the year, giving up 91 hits, 39 runs, 24 have been earned. First pitch to Kristen White is bunted in front of home plate, and they're not going to have a play. That's an infield single for Kristen White to start things off here in the home half of the first.
All right, Tom, I'm just going to go into the scouting report because it's important here. That's a first pitch changeup by Dubois. That thing is going to come in at 43. You're not getting the ticket on McFarland with that velocity. She's going to throw it low to mid-60s, but the changeup is what I think Kristen White can take advantage of, and man, she just did. Deadened it. Little surprised Atelier was playing as deep as she was at third, and nothing Krolchek could do. Great start.
So Kristen White's now on first with Arissa Pruitt at the plate. She squares around to bunt and will bunt it foul for strike one. Finishing up the line for Dubois, she struck out 68 and walked 36 on the year. Opponents batting 220 against Dubois entering today's ballgame.
And she has both wins in this regional against Clemson, a 233 ERA overall here in Tuscaloosa. Nine innings, just three hits, but now it's four.
That pitch comes in high, one ball, one strike. This is a Southeastern team that beat Clemson twice here this weekend, both by scores of 6-2, both games. And that's a Clemson team who was a preseason national championship contender, had the reigning player of the year coming back, and Southeastern took him out. That's a slap to short, and there's not going to be a play there either. And two infield hits for the Crimson Tide here in the first inning. The runners on first and second with nobody out.
Tom, I thought small ball was antiquated. I thought it was stupid. Now, how about just getting on base by any means necessary? And I'll tell you what a big moment that is for Larissa Pruitt, because, is Southeastern questioning leaving early?
We are having a replay review. They're going to challenge that Kristen White left first base early. And this replay review is brought to you by the University Medical Center with six locations in West Alabama. University Medical Center provides comprehensive health care for you and your family. Call 205-348-1770 for an appointment.
Kristen White having a laugh with the second base umpire, Sean Schumacher. But I wanted to add up to that point. You know, for Larissa Pruitt, this year has been all about figuring out who she is offensively. You know, we've seen her try and slap. We've seen her try small ball. We've seen her hit away as we take a look at it.
No, she did not leave early.
Yeah, this will.
It's actually a really good jump by Kristen Wyatt.
Yeah, she timed that perfectly.
Yeah, we are seeing this with Kristen and other runners, where because there's such an emphasis on it,
they're becoming
better and better at timing these, and we're not seeing as many people leave early because they know they can't.
Right. But to wrap up that point before the call comes, just really good to see Pruitt lay down a nice slap, perfectly placed, to get on base. Yeah.
She did not leave early, and Alabama is threatening to respond after Southeastern scored one in the top of the first. Bama now runners on first and second, nobody out for Kenley Cahalan.
And you got to thank Kenley's hunt and change up as well for Dubois. What an opportunity to answer here in the first.
First pitch to Cahalan. She squared around a bunt, pulled it back for ball one. Cahalan batting 290, 47 of 162, 21 runs scored, 8 doubles, 4 triples, 2 homers, and 25 runs driven in.
1 for 5 in the regional with an RBI. She's looking to drive something for the first time this weekend. Or
bunt that foul, 1-1.
Or try and lay something down and catch Southeastern by surprise.
Well, Patrick Murphy mentioned in our pregame interview yesterday that teams that try to create chaos and play small ball like that usually don't like it when you do it to them.
Right.
So really trying to do that here in this first inning.
I'll add one more nugget after this pitch, too.
But it's foul, 1-2.
And I also think part of this being factored in for Patrick Murphy, even though Kenley is statistically the best hitter on the team, just execute and move the runners. I was watching Auburn-UCF. UCF refused to do that.
Yeah.
And then eventually lost in 12 innings.
The 1-2 to Kalen. In the dirt, bounces away, and that'll allow both runners to move up into scoring position. So Cahalan couldn't get the bunt down to move him, but Southeastern gives Alabama the gift with a wild pitch.
Yeah, with two strikes, Dubois is so comfortable with that changeup. You thought she might go to it. It's a flip change. I don't know why Krolchek had so much of an issue with that. She just didn't get out in front. And now Rick Freeman has to come and chat with Dubois. And Tom, man, postseason Rhodes is a little bit different. The energy surge that I just felt when the crowd saw Rick Freeman step out of the dugout, Alabama has to capitalize with
Absolutely.
Something big here in this inning.
Defensively for the Lady Lions, Watson is in left, Goodman in center, Cullivan in right, Atelier at third, McGee at second, Watson at first, Watson at second, Johnson at first, Krolchek is behind the plate catching Dubois, and Greeley is the designated player.
And Sarah Blanchard, who took the tough loss after an epic performance against Alabama, is warming up in the pen. My guess is Southeastern was hoping to not have to use her at all in game one because of how effective Dubois has been this weekend, but a crooked number. I'm telling you, if Kenley finds a gap here, that could be almost, I don't want to say the kill shot in the first inning, but that could really knock out the psyche of these Lady Lions.
The first inning is presented by Barclay GMC of Tuscaloosa. For over 42 years, Barclay makes it easy online at barclaygmc.com. The 2-2 to Cahalan is fouled back. We'll do it again. 2 balls and 2 strikes. 1-0, Southeastern Louisiana, but Alabama has runners on second and third here with nobody out in the bottom of the first. Another 2-2. Cahalan waits on the change and fouls it off into the Southeastern bullpen. We'll do it again, 2-2.
Tom, she waited on the change, and she was still light years out in front.
Right.
Again, that is how slow this pitch is coming in from Dubois.
Another 2-2, waits and lines it into right. That's down for one. Here comes Pruitt. No, she'll hold up at third, which is probably the right call because the throw came in, but Alabama has tied it up at one here in the first inning.
So what did Patrick Murphy say? You get an elevated changeup, rip that. Rip that. Dubois going right back to it, and Cahalan waiting on it, making the adjustment pitch to pitch. She's one of the best on this team at doing that, and she ripped it out to right. And if I'm Southeastern, I'm watching this first inning and going, all right, Alabama's got a very clear plan right now, and I got to be ready to make a change, maybe after this batter, depending on what happens.
Jenna Johnson stepping in now. Runners on the corner, still nobody out. 3 straight singles for the Tide. We're tied up at 1. Jenna looking to put up a crooked number here in the bottom of the first inning.
Watch for a squeeze, too, as well.
First pitch, Johnson takes it high for ball one. Today's weather and field condition report brought to you by the Cook Museum of Natural Science. Discover something amazing at the Cook Museum of Natural Science in downtown Decatur, Alabama. For more information, visit cookmuseum.org. Give it to you after this pitch. The 1-0. Jenna with a blooper. That's going to fall in right field. Everyone's safe. Pruitt comes in to score, and Bama leads it 2-1.
Not only is Alabama adjusting to the change, they're sitting change. That's what they're hunting. That's Dubois' best pitch, and they're just totally taking her out of it. That's four hits now for Alabama. All have come on the changeup. This one elevated. Johnson did not hit it well, but man, oh, man, she hit it in the right spot. And now time is called as the Southeastern entire defense meets in the circle.
It was Goodman who came in from center field and called everyone in.
Yeah. If I'm Rick Freeman, I'm seriously thinking about pulling the trigger right now, because Alabama, at least, you know, four batters in, has totally neutralized the best weapon that Ellie Dubois has.
That weather report, 83 degrees at first pitch under sunny skies, wind blowing in. Now left to right.
Not in this booth, though.
No, about 7 miles an hour. Marley Giles in the box now. Runners on first and second. Still nobody out. Giles pulls back the bunt. It's high for ball one. Giles on the year, batting 286, 18 and 63, 11 runs scored, 6 doubles, 6 homers, and 10 RBIs.
Good to have her back. 1-for-3 with a walk and a run scored in this regional.
The 1-0, Giles pulls back the bunt again. It's again high, 2-0.
And if I'm Rick Freeman, I'm telling Ellie Dubois, all right, right now Marley Giles is giving you an out.
Throw it
in the zone.
Yeah. They check to make sure that she pulled back the bunt in time. She did, says Jason Smith at the first base. The 2-0, Giles tries to bunt at that one, but misses 2-1.
You'll notice, too, that's 3 straight hard pitches, and I don't think that was going to be a strike either from Dubois. Giles not gotten a piece.
2-1. Giles puts that bunt down. Dubois fields it and will not have a play anywhere. Infield single, Marley Giles. Bases are now loaded. Nobody out.
Oh, Tom, please, oh, please, stir the pot. What did Patrick Murphy say? Teams that cause havoc hate havoc. And Ellie Dubois, when she got to that, first off, she panicked totally.
Yeah.
The placement of the bunt, she was like, oh, I guess I have to.
Right.
And then she looked up and said, where, what,
who?
And now the bases are loaded for BD in her career against Southeastern.
Bases loaded, still nobody out. Bailey Dowling at the plate now for the Crimson Tide. And here comes Rick Freeman, and he is going to, I think, make the move.
Have to.
As Ellie Dubois did not retire a batter here, giving up 5 straight singles, and will be replaced in the circle. We'll take a timeout, tell you about the new pitcher after this. 2-1 Alabama, bases loaded, looking for more here in the bottom of the first on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield. With this call to the bullpen, we remind all Crimson Tide fans to stay up to date with all recommended vaccinations. Flu season is here, and COVID-19 continues to affect our community, so don't wait. Vaccinate. Without retiring a batter, Ellie Dubois will give way to the new pitcher for Southeastern, Sarah Blanchard.
Blanchard on the year, a 1.59 ERA, an 18-3 record. This is her 42nd appearance, 145 and a third innings, 100 hits, 44 runs, 33 earned, 45 walks, 111 Ks, 189 OBA. She threw 8 1/3 yesterday against the Tide, and you know what you're getting. Less changeup, a lot of drop, curve, and screw. And, man, Alabama, if you can get to her early in this inning right now, hello.
Bases loaded. The first pitch to Bailey Dowling is fouled back for strike one. Dowling batting 256, 34 of 133, 13 runs scored, 4 doubles, a triple, 3 homers, 16 RBIs.
Great regional, 4-for-7 with an RBI and a run, and this feels like her moment, doesn't it?
Infield playing in, the 0-1, high and outside, 1-1 on Dowling. Dubois Did not retire a batter. Gave up 5 hits, 2 runs, both earned. No walks, no strikes out. Responsible for the 3 runners on base. That one's fouled away. 1 ball, 2 strikes. 17 pitches and 11 strikes thrown by Dubois. But Alabama had an excellent plan and executed it to perfection.
Sat change, utilize the small ball. Here we go.
The 1-2. Dowling fouls that one off of her left foot. And getting some encouragement from Patrick Murphy. In the third base coaching box. She'll set back in with a 1-2 count.
This just feels like such a moment, not in this game, but for however the rest of the season goes.
1-2. Dowling held off on the off speed outside. 2-2.
Blanchard utilizing the change a little bit more here against Dowling.
2-2. Dowling fouls that one off. Down third baseline. Stays alive at 2-2.
Boy, shout out to our friends at Barclay GMC. What a first inning this has been all the way around.
Heck of an inning. Bama leads it 2-1. There's still nobody out. Bases are loaded. Kahalen on third, Johnson on second, Giles on first. 2-2. Dowling with a fly ball deep left field. Off the wall. 1 run will score. 2 runs will score. Giles is safe at third, and that's a 2-RBI double for Bailey Dowling. Bama leads it 4-1.
I think something just got unlocked, Tom. What's the punctuation? I'm liking the look of it so far. And Dowling, you know, this is such an interesting at-bat. She really did a nice job laying off off-speed stuff and then attacked a pitch low and away. That's not an easy hitter's pitch, but she barreled it and almost left the yard.
Callie Hevlin to the plate. First pitch to her is high for ball one.
Wow, Tom. This was what I imagined Arkansas Game 3 looking like. Maybe not, you know, the one run, but Arkansas put up a 7 spot.
Well, yeah.
But this offensively, hello.
Evelyn swings and misses. 1 ball and 1 strike. Callie batting 254 on the year. 35 of 138. 18 runs scored. 6 doubles, a triple, 6 homers, and 27 runs driven in. The 1-1. Fouls that one away. 1-2.
Man, after coming in just red hot, it's been a tough regional for Callie. 0 for 8. And now would be just an excellent time to get off a little mini weekend schneid. And it wouldn't take much. Anything in the outfield scores another.
1-2 is outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes.
And look at how well Alabama's doing at not chasing outside. Even though Dowling's was a little bit low and away, still might have been a strike. The ones that are well out, Alabama's not biting.
2-2. Evelyn fouls it off. Bama with 6 hits in the inning so far. 5 singles, and then that double from Bailey Dowling. 2-2. Ground ball. That's going to get stopped by the shortstop on a dive, but she's not going to have a play. Coming in to score is Giles. That's an infield single by Callie Hevlin, and it's 5-1 Alabama.
It's a phenomenal effort by McGee to make sure that only 1 run scores there to get the stop. But how about Callie? Just getting on top of another hard pitch on the outer half. Kind of the same location as Dowling's, but just kind of got over the top of it, but was on time. And that's why it was back up the middle and why she's safe at first.
And now yesterday's hero, Riley Valentine, steps in.
This is crazy.
First pitch. A little outside for ball one. Valentine on the year, batting 198, 17 of 86, 17 runs scored, 3 homers, 13 RBIs. Had the pinch hit 2-run bomb in extra innings yesterday against these Lady Lions.
2 for 3 in this regional.
1-0. That's liner. That's down the left field line. Here comes Dowling. She'll score. Valentine with the RBI single. It's 6-1 Alabama. 8 batters, 8 hits.
Save it for the pod, man. How about that from Riley? Look at the barrel control. This is a changeup. And she's early, but she's still able to control the barrel enough to keep it fair. This is so great. The execution is off the charts right now.
Emma Broadfoot steps in. She squares around the bunt, pops it up, and the catch is made by Blanchard. And that's the first out recorded on the ninth batter of the game by Alabama.
I think Emma Broadfoot just got a little bit too juiced there. I actually like the plan. You know, it's 6-1, but then I looked, and oh, yeah, nobody out, runners on first and second, move the runners.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, just a little juiced, kind of went after one of the few upspin pitches we've seen from Blanchard and popped up the bunt.
So one out now for Kristen White. First pitch to her is a called strike on the inside corner. White started this inning off with a single on a bunt, came around to score.
And you know what message this is sending, truly?
The 0-1, White slaps that one. That's going to get through for a base hit. And the bases are loaded once again here with one out. Two hits on the inning for Kristen White. 9 hits in this inning for Alabama.
Fire me up. Fire me up. And as Larissa Pruitt steps in, you know who really needed this? Jocelyn Brisky. Because she was nervous in the top of the first.
Yeah.
And the offense just said, girl, chill out. We got you. Man, what an inning. And, oh, by the way, it's not even close to over.
Pruitt to the plate now. Bases loaded, one out. First pitch is a called strike. Pruitt singled and scored her first time up earlier this inning. The 11th batter of the inning. Pruitt pops this one up on the infield. Foul ground, making the catch is Atelier for out number 2.
And Patrick Murphy giving Kinley a little encouragement. He was a little frustrated at Pruitt there because she did go after the changeup, but was not on time and kind of whipped the bat, didn't really swing through it, and because of that, an easy pop-up.
Kinley Cahalan to the plate now. First pitch is outside. Ooh. They'll throw back behind, back just in time. Is Hevlin at third. 1-0 the count on Cahalan.
That was a great throw by Krolchak and a great idea from Rick Freeman trying to just steal the third out of this inning.
The 1-0. Misses outside, 2-0.
Alabama yesterday in the entire game had 8 hits and 6 runs against Southeastern.
The 2-0. There's a called strike on the outside corner, 2-1.
And Tom, what's the line score right now?
6-9-0 for Alabama, 1-1-0 for Southeastern.
It's also now 11 runs by the tie in the last 2 innings against the Lady Lions.
2-1s, too far outside, 3-1. Nowhere to put Cahalan with the bases loaded. Hevlin on third, Valentine on second, White on first.
Ridiculous speed on base if you get a gap.
The 3-1, Cahalan swings and misses, and the count's full, 3-2.
That might be, only the second swing and a miss by an Alabama batter today. Hevlin had one earlier.
Yep. Payoff pitch, Cahalan fouls it off into the Bama bullpen. Do it again, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Another 3-2. Cahalan takes it low and away for ball 4. RBI walk brings in another run. It's now 7-1 Alabama.
And going back to my point earlier, I think it was the Hevlin at-bat where I talked about it, not chasing outside. You know, there were 3 pitches by Blanchard in that plate appearance by Cahalan that were a little tasty outside, including that last one. Cahalan did not bite. It's a really good understanding of what you want to do when you step in the box.
Jenna Johnson now steps in. First pitch, high for ball 1. Johnson got an RBI single and scored her first time up.
There is someone in the pen for Southeastern. I believe that's MC Como warming up.
1-0. Johnson fouls it off. 1 ball, 1 strike. 13th batter of the inning, Jenna Johnson. Alabama responding well to the one run scored by Southeastern in the top of the first.
Been a minute since I've had to update the response stat, but this is good.
1-1, high and away, two balls and one strike.
They just look so sound, don't they? I mean, they look so sure of themselves when they step into the box about what they're trying to do. Every single batter.
The 2-1. Johnson takes it high, 3-1.
And by the way, I would like to point out every single batter in this inning against two different pitchers. So the memory bank against Blanchard is coming back into play, and Alabama has been ready for her.
The 3-1. Johnson lines that one foul off the clubhouse roof. And it counts full, 3-2.
This might be the first time Emily Petek's done the we need a hit cheer where I'm like, we've gotten a lot of those this inning.
Payoff. Johnson lines it up the middle. That's down for a hit. One run will score. Two runs will score. Alabama leads it 9-1 on the 10th hit of the inning for the Crimson Tide.
What have we said all year? When the team finds it, it's going to be fun. Have you had a more fun inning of work than what we're dealing with right now?
Here comes Rick Freeman. I think that's going to be the end for Blanchard as well.
Is Dubois?
Dubois coming back in the ballgame.
Wow.
So we'll keep it here. And that's what we've been talking about all year long, why some of the offensive issues have been so frustrating is because we knew they had the capability.
Yeah.
Like, the talent is there. The ability is there. It just hasn't all come together yet. It's coming together, Greg.
I mean, it's just, again, the impressive thing is it doesn't matter who you're playing. Everyone is in the NCAA term is good, first of all. But also, you just have to execute your game plan no matter the opponent. There have been games this year where Alabama's had good game plans and not executed. Today, the game plan's been good, and the execution has been phenomenal. And this is the first inning.
It doesn't get much better than the first eight batters that come to the plate all scoring. Not just getting hits, but all scoring.
Wow.
Marley Giles steps in now. First pitch from Dubois is a called strike on Giles, who singled and scored her first time up earlier this inning. Ooh. High, one ball, one strike. And because Blanchard didn't start and came out, she's now done.
She's burned.
Changeup drops in for a called strike. 2-1 on Giles.
I just looked at Patrick Murphy. Took his hat off like Marley.
Yeah.
What did we talk about? That's the one.
The Blanchard went 2/3 of an inning, gave up 5 hits, 4 runs all earned, 1 walk, no strikeouts. 33 pitches, 21 strikes, responsible for the 2 runners on base. Giles lines this one. It's foul into the left field corner. We'll do it again. 1 ball and 2 strikes.
You know, I mentioned that this is a message to Jocelyn Brisky. I think this is also kind of a message to a lot of people who've left this weekend very impressed with Southeastern after the Clemson games and yesterday. Hello, Alabama.
Yeah. That's outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes.
It also just seems like the Lady Lions, ever since that bunt from Christian White, have just been rushing. Mm-hmm. Just they're not settled at all.
Giles fouls that one off 2-2. Well, I read all the tournament history for Alabama as a program and what they've done. Another reminder, this is Southeastern Louisiana's first ever trip to the NCAA tournament.
Right, and they've acquitted themselves well.
Sure. But
this is a different stage, even from yesterday.
2-2. Giles waits on the change and fouls it off. We'll do it again, 2-2. And that's what we just talked about, Patrick Murphy, in the pregame interview, too. The change comes in so slow, you have the ability, if it's not where you want it to be, but it's going to be a strike, just dump it out.
Get it out of there.
Another 2-2. Change up, again fouled off.
Oh, this is so good. This is so good. This is just everything. Everything that we have talked about. And this is such a high-quality at-bat for Marley Giles.
This is the 59th pitch of the inning for Southeastern Louisiana.
Good Lord.
The 2-2. Giles fouls that one off. Murph makes the play to third base coaching box. 2-2.
Southeastern's like, can he be on defense so we can get an out here?
Two-two, the changeups high and away, and the count's full, 3-2. Like, you have time to, like, read a book by the that changeup's coming in.
I brought one.
Payoff pitch to Giles. Fly ball to pretty deep center field, but ranging over is Goodwin. She'll make the catch for out number three to retire the side, but a standing ovation for this Crimson Tide offense here in the first inning.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. I had to tell you, I've never seen Jenna Johnson just do what she just did. She was still rounding. She came out right in front of home plate and said, yeah, get up. Because this crowd just gave an ovation that I haven't heard, I think, since Supers last year.
For the Tide here in the first, 9 runs on 10 hits. There are no errors. 2 runners left on base. We played an inning. Just one.
What?
Alabama leads it 9-1 here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield. The third inning is presented by Bojangles. Download the new Bojangles app and bring the flavor to your next softball tailgate with chicken, biscuits, and fixings, all by ordering ahead on the convenient Bojangles app. It's bow time, y'all. We head to the third inning. Alabama with a 9-2 lead over Southeastern. Two up for the Lady Lions here in the third. It'll be McGee, Detillier, and Kolchek. 2-3-4 against Austin Brisky in the circle for the Crimson Tide. And before I turn things over to my partner, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network. 9 runs on 10 hits for Alabama, 2 runs on 3 hits for Southeastern Louisiana. And here to take you through the third inning. We've already had our inning of chaos, I think. We'll see. I turn things over to my partner, Gray Robertson.
Tom, I've worked with you for 8 years now. That might be your best work.
Thank you so much. Wow.
Like, well done.
Shortstop number 16.
It was fun.
Yeah, I'm glad. I can't wait for these to be 2-3 up, 3 down. Innings. Chloe McKee will step in. First pitch from Brisky is slapped just past Cahalen, so there goes that dream. That's a base hit to start off the top of the third. And Southeastern's gotten the leadoff on all 3 times today as McGee is now 1-for-1 in this ballgame.
Southeastern's not going to go away.
No.
They're going to continue to fight and scrap. That's the type of team that they are.
Third baseman, number 13.
Alabama just has to continue to minimize whatever damage they're able to do.
Maria Detillier will step in. Let's see what she tries to do. She will take a changeup for a strike. 0-1. The cool cousin had an RBI single in the first. Shout out to Reed and Gavin, my dear friends. Here's the 0-1 from Brisky to Detillier. Maria lays down a bunt. Broadfoot will come and field it. The throw to first over to a covering. Hevlin is apparently not in time. And if I'm Patrick Murphy, I am challenging that because I for sure thought that she was out. We'll take a look at the replay. Sneaky bunt by Detillier down the first baseline. Broadfoot was the only one who could get it. And I think Alabama has indeed challenged. Oh, my gosh. She's out by a full 2 steps. Yeah, this should be a very, very quick. Yeah, this should be. I mean, there's nothing to look at here. Callie's foot's on the bag. I have no idea how that was missed by Jason Smith. Gonna be a little honest. Should just be a sacrifice for Maria Detillier. Aaron Peterson over there, along with Sean Schumacher, communicating with Pittsburgh. That's the centralized location, but Tom, as I was just saying, based on the replay, this should be fairly quick. And
she's out.
Yeah,
right?
I don't know how Jason Smith missed that because
he's staring right at it. Like, what are we doing?
Buttress, Tom.
Excuse me.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry.
It's like we've been on the air for over an hour.
Things
which is
wow.
Accurate. All right, here comes Aaron Peterson. This has to be changed.
After review, the play has been changed.
Yeah. That was clear and obvious. Sacrifice bunt for Detillier. McGee moves to second. 1 down here in the top of the third with Alabama leading 9-2.
It's a really nice bunt.
Very. and smart, too. It almost worked.
Catcher number 15, Bailey Krolcheck.
So in steps Bailey Krolcheck. She grounded out her first time up. First pitch from Brisky is a changeup in there for a strike. And Tom, one of the things we really don't discuss a lot for the other teams, I know we did last year with Danielle Williams in particular for Northwestern, for CO1 from Brisky. That is a called strike, lower half, 0-2. You know, Alabama's trying to advance, of course. Southeastern is trying to make sure that this great senior class doesn't have their career end in this game. And Krolcheck, right, one of those really talented seniors on the roster. The 0-2 on the ground to second. Hevlin is there. The little old flip to Broadfoot will record out number two as McGee moves to third here in the third. With Alabama leading by seven.
Because a senior class for Southeastern, the reason why they're here, that they were, you know, they were part of that building process to bring, to build this program into a Southland Conference champion, and they want to leave the place better than they found it.
Lexi Johnson, one of those seniors. First pitch is lined right to Brisky. She makes the catch and ends the inning. And there you go. A clean frame for the freshman to keep Alabama's lead at seven.
Well, and that's what we said for, you know, Brisky's. There's going to be people getting on base. You know, she pitches to contact. It seemed like Southeastern's going to be able to get people on base, but it's keeping them from being able to drive them in. Brisky's able to do that there in the third.
And now Alabama will look to keep on attacking. That's got to be the message from Caleb Rowe right now to the offense as they huddle. And as we go to the bottom of the third, Alabama 9, Southeastern 2, here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield. The third inning is presented by Bojangles. Download the new Bojangles app and bring the flavor to your next softball tailgate with chicken, biscuits, and fixings, all by ordering ahead on the convenient Bojangles app. It's bow time, y'all. And Alabama will try and continue go time on offense as we go to the bottom of the third. 9-2 Alabama over Southeastern. Tide needs one to go to Supers. Opponent TBD, it's either Virginia or Tennessee. Due up for Alabama, it's 9-1-2. And instead of Emma Broadfoot, it looks like Patrick Murphy will turn to Kat Grill to pinch hit and start off the inning. Kat, one of those seniors, unless Virginia pulls off something today, probably playing in her final game here at Rhodes and hitting .357 on the year, 5-14 with a couple RBIs and five runs.
I've always been a big Virginia fan. I don't know if you knew this, Greg.
Wahoo wah.
Yeah, absolutely. I have all sorts of orange and...
Do you really?
Well...
I have one Virginia shirt. Should I whip it out later?
Sure.
Apologies to our friend Brian Rice. We were texting this morning. He said, you know, I hope... Because I prepared for Alabama that y'all win today. I said, honestly, Brian, out of love and respect to you, I can't necessarily say the same. So here's Kat Grill to lead off the bottom of the third. First pitch from Dubois. Kat shows bunt, pulls it back, takes a strike on a curve, 0-1. And it kind of seems, Tom, like Dubois has just totally thrown the changeup out the window.
Yeah. Because that was obviously the pitch that Alabama was hammering there in that first inning.
There's the 0-1 to Grill. That's high, 1-1.
The problem is, like, it worked last inning, but not sure that's going to Dubois because her changeup's her best pitch and what she throws for strikes most often.
Now the 1-1. That curls too far in, 2-1.
Alabama in the all-white uniforms, white jerseys, with crimson pinstripes on both the jerseys and the pants. Alabama in crimson across the chest.
Sharp look.
Oh, yeah.
2-1, Grill slaps that just foul down the third baseline, 2-2.
White pants and crimson socks, and Southeastern going with the all-black, which got to be a little warm.
Yeah. I mean, I'm warm, and I'm...
Yes. Not out in the sun.
Yeah, I know. Somebody yesterday was like, at least you get to be inside. And I said, oh, you don't even know.
Not really helpful.
Dubois, this is probably the longest it's taken her to pitch. Now here comes the 2-2 to Grill. Swing and a miss. Grill chased the curve away. One down here in the bottom of the third. Second strikeout for Ellie Dubois.
The black jerseys with Southeastern in script green, outlined in yellow across the chest. Black pants and black socks.
Kristen White we go. What a day for her. 2 for 2 with 2 runs scored. Not bad.
That's what you want from your leadoff.
She'll show bunt and pull it back and then take a first pitch strike, 0-1. Looked over Patrick Murphy, Raleigh Valentine looked at each other and shook their heads. That was kind of a weird location on that first pitch.
An odd frame job by Krolchek behind the plate as well.
Here's the 0-1 to K-Dub. That is slapped high in the air, but foul. No balls and 2 strikes. Nobody on, 1 out. Bottom of the third, 9-2 Alabama over Southeastern.
As you mentioned, Gray, with the win, Alabama advances to the Super Regional round for the 18th time in program history. Bama would play the winner of the Knoxville Regional next weekend in Knoxville. Tennessee wins.
0-2 to K-Dub. That is slap foul.
And, of course, we'd be here in Tuscaloosa if Virginia would like to pull the double duty upset here today.
And that game, for those intrigued, is actually slated to come on ESPN2 right after us.
Oh, yeah.
3 o'clock Central Time, scheduled first pitch. Another 0-2. That misses low and away, a ball and 2 strikes.
With a loss, Alabama would head to the if-necessary game, winner-take-all for the Tuscaloosa Regional against Southeastern, approximately 35 minutes following the conclusion of this game. Again, the pass is hard.
I think we're good. The 1-2. White, high, slap, corralled by Dettillier. The throw to first is not in time.
Look at that small ball, Gray.
Oh, look at Kristen White. 3 for 3. And she's over at first with 1 out here in the bottom of the third.
The fact that Dettillier had to leave her feet to be able to glove that ball pretty much took any chance she had of being able to throw out Kristen White.
Kristen White was 2 for 7 in the regional. Now she's 5 for 10. Here's Larissa Pruitt. First pitch. Misses low, ball, I had to double check, Aaron Pearson took a weird rise. Ball 1, Pruitt is 1 for 2 with a single and a run scored, and also a pop out in foul ground in the first. The 1-0. That's lined out to center softly, and it'll drop for a base hit. Kristen White safely stands on second, 2 on, 1 out for the Tide, and here we go again.
Well, it's pretty much impossible to pass the bat as well as Alabama did in the first inning. It's not like you're going to get that every time, but something like this has the opportunity to create a big inning as well.
Maybe get it back to run rule territory. Kenley Cahalan will step in. First pitch from Dubois. Misses away for ball 1. Kenley is 1 for 1 today. An RBI single and an RBI walk in the first. She has also scored once.
It was a really good at-bat to get that RBI walk.
Here's the 1-0. Cahalan attacks the high change and fouls it off, 1-1.
Also coming up on Tuesday here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network, Alabama baseball opening up play in the SEC tournament in Hoover, taking on South Carolina, game 2 of the day on Tuesday.
Here's a 1-1. That's a changeup well low. Easy hold, 2-1.
It was a late night on the plains last night for Bama baseball, but the Tide finished off a 12-5 win over Auburn to finish up the regular season.
Tough sleep schedule night for Auburn Diamond Sports.
Oh, man.
2-1 to Cahalan is hammered out to center. Watson on the retreat. That's carrying, and it's off the base of the wall. White will come in to score. Pruitt is on her horse around third. She'll come in. Give Kenley Cahalan yet another triple. It was Goodman in center. My apologies. Kenley Cahalan just does what she does. Alabama leads it 11-2. Wow.
Hit it to the absolute deepest part of the ballpark. Goodwin actually, I think, would have been able to make the play, but she got herself turned around, and the ball hit right at the base of the wall. And the triple machine, Kenley Cahalan, with her 5th triple of the season, gives Alabama back to a 9-run lead.
In steps Jenna Johnson. She's had a good day as well. So has everybody, let's be real. And Rick Freeman, nope, he's gonna stay in. First pitch to Jenna is line foul, 0-1. JJ, if this is her final home game at Rhodes, Wow. 2 for 2 with 3 RBIs. Couple singles that drove in runs in the first, and she can do it again here. 0-1. Johnson stopped by Detillier over at third on a hard grounder. The throw to first is in time. And that's fantastic glove work by the cool cousin over at the hot corner for out number two.
Alabama has 13 hits in the ball game, and really good defense by Southeastern's robbed a couple.
Yeah. Well, you heard the crowd. They want some Marley. Here she is. Runner on third, two outs. First pitch to Marley Giles is sent skyward down the right side, and that'll get out of play. 0-1. Marley is 1 for 2. Singled and scored in the first. Flew out to center in the first on a ball that I didn't think she hit that well.
Just
that was
going.
Caught by Goodman near the warning track. Oh, 1. Giles lines that out to right. That's down. Kahalen will score. Marley's got an RBI. It's 12-2 Crimson Tide here in the bottom of the third of the Tuscaloosa Regional Final.
And it would have been really easy for Marley Giles to try to do too much with this type of pitch. But she didn't. She kind of went with it as it was tailing away from her, and she went opposite field, got the single. And that'll do it finally on the day for Ellie Dubois.
And we'll tell you about the new arm in the circle when we come back. Alabama leads by 10. 12-2 in the bottom of the third. Two outs, runner on first here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield. Two outs and a runner on first here in the bottom of the third, and Alabama leading, yes, you heard me right, 12-2 over Southeastern. The Lady Lions make a change in the circle. It's Allison Brunson with a 1.86 ERA on the year, a 3-2 record. This is her 24th appearance, 37 and two-thirds innings, 39 hits, 14 runs, 10 earned, 15 walks, 8 Ks. She takes over for Ellie Dubois, and the first pitch to Bailey Dowling misses inside for ball one. And Tom, we saw Dubois get the start, we saw her leave, and then we saw her come back in.
And it didn't go well really either time for her. Dubois went 2 innings, 9 hits, 8 runs all earned, no walks, and 2 strikeouts, 55 pitches, 38 strikes. She is responsible for the runner on first.
The 1-0 to Dowling is looped out to deep short. Backing up and making the catch is McGee to end the frame. But hey, don't rest on your laurels, Alabama. After the 9 spot in the first, the Tide adds 3 here in the third. And now you're cruising and kind of frankly counting outs.
Yeah, and now back to Jocelyn Brisky. She's coming out now for her 4th inning of work. And again, no pressure. You got the big lead. Just execute the plan.
And we'll see if she can do that when we return. Alabama 12, Southeastern 2, going to the 4th here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
We head to the top of the 5th inning and the last chance for Southeastern Louisiana. The Crimson Tide with a 12-2 lead over the Lady Lions. So Southeastern needs to score at least 3 runs this inning to keep the game alive. And due up for Southeastern here in the 5th inning, it's going to be Watson, McGee, Tillier, top of the order, facing the new pitcher for the Crimson Tide. Patrick Murphy does turn to a senior to try to finish things off here in Tuscaloosa, and that senior is Jayla Torrance.
I kind of love this a little more, actually, especially after what Jayla did last year in regionals to get Alabama to Supers. On the year, a 2.45 ERA, a 7-3 record, 19th appearance, 51 and a third innings, 38 hits, 23 runs, 18 earned, 13 walks, 54 strikeouts. Her regional career is stupid. 4-0 record, a .56 ERA in 25 innings pitched, including Kayla Beaver. That was the most innings thrown in a regional for anybody on this Alabama staff, and I love that she's getting the chance to shut this down and send us home.
Kaylin Watson will lead things off. She's 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored. The first pitch hits the inside corner for a called strike, and certainly Jayla Torrance will always be remembered. Alabama does not make the World Series last year without her performance in the postseason. After Montana Fouts was hurt in the SEC tournament. Swing and a miss, 0-2 now on Watson.
So I'm going to try and get through this and not step on the moment. But the Stanford Regional Championship coming up today, Stanford versus Cal State Fullerton. Fullerton eliminated Mississippi State last night, 7-0. They'll have to beat the Cardinal twice today.
The 0-2, swing and a miss, strike 3. Torrance strikes out Watson on 3 straight pitches. here to start out the fifth inning.
You know what? I'm putting down the packet.
We can do that
in post-game. We'll do it in post-game. Yes. I got through the top eight. You all have phones. Check the apps. That was just good stuff. How about just velo from Jayla Torrance? Man, that's good.
Chloe McGee steps in. She's one for one with a sacrifice bunt and a single. First pitch. Slap foul for strike one.
I guess I could have done one there.
Well, that's all right.
That's fine. It felt good at the time when I said it after a three-pitch strikeout.
Leo one. A little low and outside. One ball, one strike. Wind has switched a little bit. It's now blowing pretty much out to right field. The 1-1. That's in there for a strike. One ball, two strikes now on McGee.
You know who also loves this? Meg Aronowitz and our friends at ESPN, because we're going to get to Knoxville on time, I think.
1-2 pitch. Slap foul. We'll do it again. One ball, two strikes.
And we do have, by the way, I'll give this update, the pitching matchup for pack up and watch that game. It will be Carlin Pickens versus Eden Bigham.
1-2 pitch. McGee slaps that one foul off of her right foot, and she'll take a moment to walk that one off. Count remains one ball, two strikes.
And they're doing a piece on the senior class right now for Southeastern. Again, just a really impressive job. They've got five seniors in the lineup today.
1-2, again, slap foul. After Watson went down on three straight pitches, McGee battling Torrance here.
Yeah, reminding everybody that this is how the Lions play ball. They're a tough out always.
1-2 pitch. Low and outside, two balls, two strikes. Slapped to short. Kahalen's there. She makes the stop in the throw for out number two, and Southeastern's down to their final out.
Well, McGee did a great job that at bat, waiting for the pitch she wanted. That's a curve that's right over the heart, and McGee hits it real well, but that's just great fielding by Kenley Kahalen. Kind of snow coned it a little bit, got to her so quickly, had to just stick the glove out, made a great stop, set up this situation for Jayla.
Reid Atelier swings and misses at the first pitch for strike one. Atelier one for one with an RBI single and a sacrifice. The 0-1 pitch.
Wow.
Right in there for a called strike. 0-2, and Southeastern's down to their final strike.
It's just a great location. And the cool cousin, Maria Dettelier, totally handcuffed there. I mean, there's nothing you can do about that pitch on the inner half.
Now the 0-2 from Torrance. Fouled away. We'll do it again. No balls and two strikes.
I will say, though, if there's anything I've learned about Maria from my pals Reed and Gavin, she ain't going down without a fight, this AB. Jayla's got to deliver a good pitch here to close this one.
Another 0-2 on its way from Torrance. Another foul ball.
Has not had to use it this inning. It's 0-2. If you want to whip out a changeup, see what happens.
The 0-2. Ooh. In the dirt. One ball, two strikes.
What's the opposite of a changeup?
Yes.
That was that pitch.
Try 68 miles per hour in the dirt. The 1-2. Fly ball to center. White ranging back. She'll make the catch up against the wall. And Alabama Run rules Southeastern Louisiana to win the Tuscaloosa Regional by a final score of 12-2, and Bama's heading back to the Supers.
Why not us? Why not? Against a team that put up a heck of a fight all weekend and made a statement to the world, Alabama sure made one, not only to the world today, but to themselves, that they can do it. You can. If you execute, if you trust each other, you can accomplish everything you want. And Alabama today was excellent. On the day when they had to be, Alabama was excellent. No other words to say. This was A+. Absolute A+ from the Crimson Tide.
Alabama and the crowd right now giving a very nice ovation as Southeastern is recognized for a heck of a year and a heck of a performance here this weekend. But Alabama puts up a 9-spot in the first inning and wins by a final score of 12-2. 12 runs on 14 hits and no errors for Alabama. 2 runs on 5 hits, no errors for Southeastern.
And perhaps it was fitting that Maria Dettillier, that the game ended on a ball that she absolutely smacked. I mean, that was barreled. Kristen White had to sprint back and make a great catch, crashing into the wall. Kind of a little symbolic of just how Southeastern's played, and it was really nice for the crowd to give the Lady Lions the ovation that they very, very much deserve. And I'll tell you what, anyone out there listening, Alabama fans, you now know this, but LSU, Louisiana, anyone else, if you see SLU in your regional next year, do not think you're getting away with something, because that team is going places.
Jocelyn Brisky is the winner. She is now 9-5 on the year. Ellie Dubois takes the loss. She's now 16-6. Alabama improves to 36-17. Overall, and Southeastern will finish up the 2024 campaign at 47-15. We'll take a timeout, come back with the Alabama softball postgame report after this. The Crimson Tides heading to Supers with a final score of 12-2 in 5 innings over Southeastern here on the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield.
Nice tribute, because once I got through the first inning, I was like, I'm just gonna listen the whole game. Basically already listened to it.
Right.
We do a really nice tribute to the Lady Lions and Rick Freeman and what that team accomplished. And I hope to this day that people understand how difficult that team was to play.
Oh, just not the team you want to see.
No, which made it even more impressive what Alabama did that day. And it truly was, it like, sometimes we say, well, it came from up and down the lineup. It came from up and down the lineup.
Everybody. And yeah, I think no hard feelings at all against Southeastern. I think they're a really good team. You know, I think some of the stuff we'll have later on, the fact that it was against the team it was added to it. This is not anything against Southeastern at all. It was all about Alabama.
Right.
And, you know, and I think that's kind of one of the things that Alabama as a team figured out during this weekend. The other team doesn't matter. It is about us doing, executing what we do. And once that happened, it kind of jump started the entire postseason run.
That ended where, Tom?
I'm pretty sure it was in Oklahoma City.
Okay. That's another tease.
Oh, yes.
That's all we got for 4. Any last thoughts on the regional final before we cap this up?
Just, again, so fun. What a performance. Like you said, great that it happened at home. It happened for everybody.
Oh, we didn't even mention this. And Jayla ending it, capping it off. I mean, that just, what an icing on the cake.
Yeah, you know, Jayla did so much during her time at Alabama. We talked about it, and we mentioned it during this broadcast, you know, that Alabama doesn't make it to the World Series last year without what Jayla Torrence did in regionals and super regionals. But it was great that she was able to finish off her career, finish off the season for Alabama in the circle.
And finish it in a certain city that we'll hear from next time.
Here we go.
Yeah. That's Tom. I'm Gray. Thanks for tuning in to Number 4. Next week number three drops.
Mm.
Where could it be? I don't know. It's not like I just telegraph multiple hints.
Well, see, I can think of maybe one game it's not a part of.
Well,
yeah,
that's true.
So, yeah.
Two games, because famously, not a single elimination event.
It is not.
Despite what the people want or think on social media. Maybe we'll do an off the wall at the very end. Who's to say?
Oh, wow.
But for Tom, I'm Gray. Join us next time for number three on the top five moments of the year. See you then.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.